I'm David Nicholas, and very happy to be joined in studio here this morning by three friends of the theater. And they have been hard at work as the Great Lakes Bay region gets set to collaborate and come together on the very popular production Mamma Mia. Auditions are being held this week, and we'll be hearing all about that. And we welcome in folks from Midland Center for the Arts, from Pit and Balcony, from Bay City Players, and good morning to all of you.
Morning, David.
Good morning.
And I guess we'll begin in fine fashion. Name who you represent, and then we'll get into the whole background of each group and so forth. So let's work our way around the room. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning, David. I'm Kathy Pulaski. I'm the operations manager at Bay City Players. We are Michigan's oldest continually operating community theater. We are preparing for season 102, and if you haven't heard about us, come down and check us out. We're on Columbus Avenue in Bay City, and we've got a wonderful season prepared, of course, starting off with Mamma Mia and Play On, Snow Queen, God of Carnage, and finishing off with Newsies. There's one more in there. I'll come back to it.
Very good. Hi, Amy. Welcome from Saginaw.
Hi, yes. I'm Amy Spadafore. I'm the managing director at Pit and Balcony Community Theater in Saginaw. I didn't have a speech prepared, but we've also got a good season coming up and excited, to start with Mamma Mia's auditions tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Dexter, good to see you again from
Midland. Likewise, sir. So my name is Dexter Brigham. I'm the director of theater programs, for Midland Center for the Arts, which includes Center Stage Theater, our community theater. So we're likewise, really excited to be working with these two wonderful community theaters to bring Mamma Mia to our stage. I'll take the opportunity to go ahead and plug the rest of the season since Kathy did already. So in January, we have Picasso at the La Panagile coming up. In February, we have August Osage County. We have Carousel in concert with the Midland Symphony Orchestra in March. And we'll be closing out the season with A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. But that is all much later in the season. As we have a wonderful, completely unique project coming up with Mamma Mia. It's a pretty exciting thing.
Now, were all of you in the same room at the same time when the ideas started coming to fruition, or how far back did the idea go to put all three of the regional groups in one place at one time to pull off something of the magnitude of what's coming up?
Why don't you take that, Dexter?
Well, so this, you know, I think we're actually about a year into this project now. It was last summer when we were all started to work on our next seasons, and the announcement came out that Mamma Mia was going to be made available for community theaters to produce. And it became apparent very quickly. Everyone's so excited about the play, about the musical. It's such an exciting show, and we knew that everyone was going to jump on the chance to produce it. And so it became apparent pretty quickly that if we didn't do something, that we would have three different productions of Mamma Mia happening basically at the same time in this coming September. I actually sat down individually with Amy and Kathy and just kind of floated the idea of saying, hey, you know, if we do this, you know, we're going to be kind of shooting ourselves in the foot. Is there a better way for us to do this and to maybe do something that we haven't done before? Is there a way for us to work together and do something kind of new and exciting? And so we kind of hatched this idea of bringing all three of those community theaters together to work on a single production. And it's something that we've not done. I mean, we joke a lot as we've been working together over the last 12 months about how historically, our community theaters have a healthy
competition.
Healthy competitive streak. But, yeah. we work very differently. You know, we've, as Kathy mentioned, Bay City Players, it has a very long and illustrious history of over 100 years. And I think all of our, you know, we're not, you know, quite that long, but I think all of our organizations, I think the Center Stage Theater can date itself back to Theater Guild in 1929. So we're talking about 90 years of theater. So, I mean, there's almost three centuries of community theater between us combined.
I think the only one old enough in this room maybe to have gone back 300 years worth of experiences would be me. So that excuses all of you that I would have been the only one there maybe, you know, when all of them were first into production. But then obviously this is the perfect show in the perfect circumstance to bring all three together, because as you said, then there would have probably more than likely been three shows that would have all come, and certainly all three of you would have said, hey, wouldn't this be a great season opener? And that would have not been a unique idea to any one of the three. And in fact, auditions are going to be held this week in all three venues, and they come up Tuesday, July 9th. That's tomorrow evening from 6 until 9 at Pitt and Balcony. They are at 805 North Hamilton Street in Saginaw. Also from 6 to 9, two other nights. Midland will host auditions Thursday, July the 11th. Center for the Arts is at 1801 West St. Andrews in Midland. And Bay City Players will host auditions on Friday, July 12th. They are at 1214 Columbus Avenue in Bay City. We were talking a little bit before we went on of the idea of how many we expected to potentially have, because you all... I'm guessing the nature of the show and the proximity of the regions, you get your talent will go and you know, migrate sometimes between the groups to be a part of different shows, but there's always a core group that you probably appeal to. Any idea of what you might expect in terms of the auditions from either your own core or collectively, what you're maybe expecting in terms of a turnout this week?
I haven't looked at the numbers because I've been on vacation, but...
Your last rest before the big push, yes.
I'm happy to get back to work this way, though. This is nice. But I do know that at Pitt and Balcony, we, for big musicals like this, usually see about 75 people per night. So I would assume that it's going to be something like that in Saginaw. I don't know about Bay City or Midland, but... Or what the numbers say, Dexter. What do you think?
I don't know what to expect, because this is something that's kind of unusual for all of our organizations, and it'll be interesting to see kind of what the turnout is, what questions people have, you know, because we've never really, I mean, just the idea that we're having three different nights of auditions in three different theaters, you know, I think just the regionalism of it is kind of very new and exciting.
And David, you're right in that our talent pool is crossing bridges, if you will. We, you know, they don't all stay in Bay City to perform in Bay City or in Saginaw to perform in Saginaw. So we're seeing a lot of crossover, which is great. For us, we've seen an uprise in auditions, especially for the musicals. So I would anticipate at least 50 people.
How often do you see folks coming out for the first time in any given season? Or does that kind of depend on the popularity or the familiarity with a show that, I mean, you get the people that return that are devoted to this, but I wonder what you find when it, you know, the folks that just suddenly, hey, I haven't done anything since high school, this sounds like fun, and those new people, how much new blood shows up for any given thing?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I believe it's the show that's the draw. You know, if it's something like, oh, that, you know, I've heard people say, oh, I've always wanted to do that. I've seen it so many times. I'd like to try either to be in it. And we've also had people say, I just want to work on it, which is great, too. But we keep track or we note in the programs who's new to Players in every show. And there's always, I would say, 2 to 5, again, depending on cast size, new folks.
And in venues like yours, Kathy, or yours, Amy, when you talk about, obviously something like this is a big production, but what do you usually average when you look at cast, crew, additional volunteers to pull off, let's say, a typical show through the course of the season? How many people have to come together at Pitt and Balcony to put a show on?
Oh, well, we'd be looking at, say, 20 people on stage, another 4 backstage. If it's a musical, there's 10 in the orchestra, plus a production team of 6 to 8 people, and then administrative. So we're who's doing my math?
Somewhere between 30 and 40.
Somewhere between 30 and 40 people.
And you haven't talked about tech support yet.
Well, yeah, the production team and the backstage crew,
the plus customers.
Front of house. So actually, all told, for the run of a show, we're looking at probably between 50 and 75 people.
It's quite an endeavor, and people coming out for the love of it. Volunteer Community Theater, three of our finest in the region are coming together. The Pit and Balcony, Midland Center for the Arts, and Center Stage Theater, and Bay City Players to present Mamma Mia. The performance dates are going to be coming up in September, opening on the 20th through the 29th, and October 2nd through the 4th. And again, the auditions, as a reminder, at Pit and Balcony tomorrow evening from 6 until 9. That is at 805 North Hamilton Street in Saginaw. In Midland, Thursday the 11th, also from 6 to 9, Midland Center for the Arts at 1801 West St. Andrews. And in Bay City on Friday the 12th, also from 6 to 9, at Bay City Players, 1214 Columbus Avenue in Bay City. Now, those wishing to audition should sign up online in advance of the audition dates, so there is still time to do that, and plan to attend any one of the audition dates for the entire time, that 6 to 9 block. And there is an audition packet and the links to register. Is there one common website or one that's tied specifically to each? Who has that website where people can go for that information?
The packet is actually available on each one of our websites.
All right. So Pit and Balconies is?
www.pitandbalconytheatre.com.
And for Players?
www.baycityplayers.com.
And?
MidlandCenter.org.
There we go. So for those that are now have already caught the bug and want to come out and find your way to the Great White Way, you can do so. So let's talk about then how this will all come together. You all have three very beautiful venues. I've had the chance to see productions in all, so I can attest to that personally. But in terms of bringing this all together, you've planned, you've got to bring it together to collectively sell tickets. We have then one director, two directors, somebody doing music from each, or a choreography. How is this all being spread around in terms of a production team to pull this off?
Well, we have, the three of us are the producing team, representing each of the theaters, but we also have been working very closely with the Great Lakes Bay Regional Alliance, who is the producing partner for the production. So they've been extremely helpful in the sense of marketing and bringing everything together for the entire region, doing a lot of stuff that we can't just do ourselves. So Matt Fallon and the entire alliance has been a huge support for that. We do have one director of the show. His name is Tommy Wedge, and then an assistant director, Laura Brigham, and then a production team of, what, like 15 people?
Yeah, the numbers for Mamma Mia, we were talking about the numbers of what it takes to put together a show, and we were looking at the list, like the staff list of you know, cast size and the armies that are needed to build the set and to build the costumes. And I think Mamma Mia is probably roughly double of the number of overall.
At least.
Yeah. this is a big undertaking for us.
Random people running across the island. There's got to be at least a handful of extras that will be, you know, listed in the program as random person running across or dancing here and there or something like that. Musicians are coming from all three. I would imagine pooling together an orchestra from all three organizations as well. Is there, in terms of a music director, a coordinator for that orchestra and or the choreography, where are those folks coming from?
We've been very careful to really kind of put together a creative team that was representative of the entire region. We have somebody from pretty much everywhere at some point, someplace on the production team. And the production team is right around 15, 20 people right now. I think the orchestra is still in the process of being hired right now. Jim Holmeyer has decided to come out of retirement for one last hurrah. He's going to we're really grateful to him to come out, and he's a whiz with with this type of music in terms of a lot of synthesizer and a lot of patches. And he's such a wonderful kind of guru with computers and patching and things like that. So he's
I've known him long enough. It'll be like Kiss or Cher. There'll only be this is the first of probably many farewell tours. So it's coming out of retirement, to do, the last show, and the Eagles When Hell Freezes Over tour. Yeah,
absolutely. It's one of those situations.
Exactly. So the show is going to be staged where? Where are we actually going to see the performances?
So there are three parts. We're actually going to start with cabarets, promotional cabarets in Bay City on September 5th and 6th. And those will include performers from the cast and songs from the show, and also songs from all three of our upcoming seasons. So we're kicking off the events with that. The public performances will be at Midland Center for the Arts in the 1,500-seat auditorium. And those are the September 20th through 29th dates. And then Pitt and Balcony is hosting three daytime performances for students in the area. That's October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So we've got right now, I think, something like 300 or 400 students confirmed that they will be coming to Pitt and Balcony to see full performances of Mamma Mia, which is a really cool opportunity for us.
Different size stage, so how are we going to do that? Kathy, you and I were actually talking about this beforehand, but give us a sense again, Amy, how the show from one stage moves to the other, and you take the performance literally, pack it up in the back of a Volkswagen minibus and take it on the road and move it from one to the other.
I mean, that's exactly how we're doing it.
Yeah. Just
several.
You hit it on the nose.
Just a parade of minibuses. Yeah. We actually have two sets being built. So the auditorium in Midland is almost exactly twice the size of Pitt and Balcony stage. And so the easiest way we figured to do it was to have Evan Lewis, who is the scenic designer and technical director at Midland Center for the Arts. He's designing actually two sets that pretty much mirror each other. It's just scaled down by 50%. So the team at Pitt and Balcony will be building a set at Pitt and Balcony this summer, and the team in Midland will be building a set in Midland. And then the anyone who auditions actually has the opportunity to say whether or not they are available for the school performances. They can still be involved with the production if they can't do the school performances, because we don't have room for the entire cast in Pitt and Balcony either. So we are making sure that everyone has the opportunity to perform when and how much they can. So we will kind of bring everything down, and but the performance is going to stay the same. The lighting designer is going to make sure that the lights are able to work in both places, and same with the sound designer. The stage management team is going to have their work cut out for them, and I'm excited to see that because they have to probably go from a 15-person crew to a 6-person crew, making the same kinds of moves and stuff. So again, it's a really unique and exciting project, and this portion of it is probably we know it's going to be crazy, but I don't think we know yet until like September.
I think this has been for me it's been probably that challenge, approaching that challenge and figuring out how to design the show right, how to choreograph the show in a way that allows us to move between such differently sized venues, has been so much a part of the challenge of why this has been so much fun. And to do, to try to approach something like this and to make all of those decisions in a way that works has been really cool. And to watch how our director and our choreographer have approached these challenges and come up with really elegant solutions has been really exciting.
Two different sets, two different venues, but also then, Kathy, these cabarets that will be held at Players now, will there be hints of set, hints of costume? How, for those that don't know what a cabaret type presentation, and especially the idea that it's not the entire show, but highlights from everybody's collective season. Now that's got to take an awful lot of, I would think, rehearsal and preparation to bring a group together that can pull off all of these numbers from all of these collective shows coming up. So tell us more about the cabaret.
So the cabarets, there won't be any set, and you have to be real careful with royalties about how much you show and is it in costume and is it with a set. So we're paring it down. It'll be more like a nice evening out. There'll be beverages. There'll be a shimmer curtain, you know, lights and sound. So it's a more informal evening, but just to kind of whet your appetite to come and see what we've got going with Mamma Mia and with everything else at the three theaters this season.
And so it will include songs from that, and then what else from your season would likely be on that bill and the others collectively? Do we know how many
yes.
numbers from each show are going to be done that night or those nights?
We're still working on the actual evening, but the thought is to incorporate something from Newsies, from Carousel, Toxic Avenger, and then Amy actually has The Great Gatsby coming in her season, so we're going to have a little jazz trio in the lobby setting the mood.
How cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody rehearsing everything and trying to remember what date they've got to show up with what score to play what thing and all of that. Well, that's good. Yeah. And somebody said that, I mean, it's obviously there's so much to do that in a busy run-up to all this, but there was at least sort of the joke among us before we went on the air that you all had done your heavy lifting and now it was sort of, we'll pass it off to everybody else that's now got to, you know, do that. And so, yeah, I didn't call any of you slackers, and obviously you've got a lot of work left to do. But there's all the preparation, and then there's getting down to it and staging it. And that begins, again, with the auditions tomorrow night and three nights this week in the three different host venues from 6 until 9 at Pitt and Balcony tomorrow evening, July the 9th. They are at 805 North Hamilton Street in Saginaw. Website information for people to audition again, Amy, is?
PittandBalconyTheater.com.
Fantastic. Right on cue. I like that. That's very good. Maybe you've done theater before yourself. Midland, Thursday, July the 11th. Midland Center for the Arts, 1801 West St. Andrews in Midland. And Dexter, that website is?
MidlandCenter.org.
And also a night of auditions, again, from 6 until 9 at Bay City Players, 1214 Columbus Avenue in Bay City. And Kathy has that website also.
BayCityPlayers.com. I do want to add, David, though, that as much as we'd like you to sign up online put your audition information on, if you decide last minute to come down, please do, because we'll have iPads and such to get you registered.
And then so the audition packet, I presume, has got something that so you can evaluate talent as to whether or not somebody gets into one of the bigger parts, the supporting parts, chorus, dancers, supporting, whatever the case. And again, cast size, what are we expecting on stage when this is all put together, an ensemble of roughly what will we be looking at when this all comes to pass?
The performances in Midland will have a cast size of approximately 35, and the performances in Saginaw will have a cast size of approximately 25.
Okay. And the cabarets, then, to set everybody up for this with highlights from this and all the other shows, those dates again are?
September 5 and 6.
Okay. And information available, obviously, now or soon to be on your website that'll promote those.
That'll be upcoming.
Upcoming for that. And then the school performance dates, are they all set, Amy? Or are we looking at still connecting with some of the schools to see how many of the performances will be done there when it is staged at Pitt and Balcony in Saginaw?
We've been in correspondence with quite a few schools in the area. So we're still following up on a few things. But right now we're looking at the October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, needing all 3 days.
Fantastic. Yeah. And then the whet the appetite of the next generation of kids and give them the bug early. And then the opening at Center for the Arts is the 20th, and all those dates are set. Now, if the... I will just throw this out there. If this draws the audience that we would think, is there any way that additional performances could be fit in? The demand potentially for the schools or at Midland Center, or are the schedules, because obviously as tickets are going on sale, people are going to want to get a hold of those and make sure they come out. But you know, something this popular, obviously we're expecting big sellout crowds. So how much flexibility do we have?
Well, because we have the six performances at the Center for the Arts and then plus the school performances, there's a lot of tickets available, right? So I think we're going to be able to meet the demand for such a popular show. But one of the things we have to always acknowledge whenever we're doing community theater is what it is that we're asking of the folks who are involved. And this is a big ask, right? We're asking these folks to come in and to perform for 2 weekends in the auditorium, and then to turn around and almost, you know, make some significant kind of revisions to the staging and choreography of that show and do the show in an entirely different venue, which is really exciting and fun, but it also takes its toll on the performers. So I think we'll need to just respect the our community performers' time and endurance and be able to kind of keep it within the schedule and framework that we've set up. And if it works out great and it's very successful, then I think we'll set our sights on the horizon and figure out what the next fun project would be.
And that was probably where I would kind of leave things to wrap up. You've all got great seasons on tap and the websites where people will be able to find out for not only the information on this, but the seasons to come. But the idea of do we know of any other major show where the rights are going to come up? Would there be a natural fit like this for this season that anybody knows about, or are we just sort of looking at what that next opportunity might be?
What are we waiting for now? What are the shows we're waiting to come
Wicked.
Out? Wicked. Well, that'll be another 20 years.
Right.
Maybe Phantom. Phantom might come out sometimes.
Phantom
comes out, we'll definitely be back at the table talking again.
Large-scale production of Mamma Mia. It is Great Lakes Bay region-wide, and the Great Lakes Bay Regional Alliance, as was mentioned too, behind this in terms of the promotion, the auditions, again, at Pitt and Balcony tomorrow evening, at Midland Center for the Arts Thursday night, and at Bay City Players Friday evening. Cabaret performances coming in September for the tease and the presentation and the highlights, not only from this show, but of all three collective seasons, the school performances at Pitt and Balcony, and then the production opening up September 20th at the Midland Center for the Arts. So collect your collective breath, because now the real fun begins as the audition and the cast and everything comes together. Tickets then officially go on sale when?
June 27th.
About a month ago.
We're
selling right away. Yeah.
And do we have any idea how obviously probably pretty popular? I'm hoping that now there's going to be some renewed interest, especially with the auditions and so forth. But we're looking to sell out everything, I assume.
It's been selling.
That's always the goal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what we want, and it's been selling. It's been selling very, very briskly. It's definitely the most popular show on any of our seasons right now in terms of overall sales. It's gonna be cool. And what I would also say is this is a lot of people think in terms of people who might be interested in auditioning for the show, there really isn't if you're a type, right? I don't know if there's necessarily a role in this show for me. Let me just say that there are so many different types and ages that are ideal for this show, right? This isn't a show that's exclusively for young dancers. It's not a show that is exclusively for seniors, right? There's characters in the show that range from their late teens all the way up into their 50s and 60s. Everybody is welcome. There's great roles for men. There's great roles for women of all ages. So I would just encourage anyone who loves to be on stage to come on out to the auditions.
And collectively, then, the cast, we expect to have announced after the auditions this week, then an actual cast announcement. Is there an anticipated date for that?
Yeah, probably. We'll probably be announcing the cast sometime early next week.
Yeah, okay. Next Monday.
Yeah. We have callbacks are on Saturday, so then we'll be... finalizing things over the weekend.
So rain dances and fingers crossed and Indeed. Rabbit's foot and everything yeah. else for everybody that comes out. I want to thank all of you very much and congratulate you on bringing this together for something of this size and magnitude. It speaks very, very well for all three organizations and for the region as well to be able to present this and really bring everything collectively together. This is a fantastic thing. Yes.
I just want to say one more thing. If you don't want to be on stage, but you want to be a part of the project, we have hundreds of volunteer hours that we could use you. And you can contact Amy or Dexter or myself because it's going to be costumes. It's going to be makeup. It's going to be set building. There's a lot of opportunities to volunteer for this project beyond being on stage.
Get involved.
So anybody could contact any of your three organizations to say that. If specifically, if you know, it's a Bay City person or a Saginaw person mm-hmm. that says that they want to do that, and then they can be all brought together into
right.
The
Absolutely.
Process as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So from everything from selling the tickets to ushering to helping in added promotions and so forth, there is all kinds of stuff for everyone. The production of Mamma Mia as it comes to the Great Lakes Bay region this fall. Kathy, Amy, Dexter, thank you so much. We're going to be posting this to the Mosaic page later today. They will be sharing it collectively as well. And the auditions being held this week. Break a leg to all that are coming out for the auditions. Thank you to all of you. And best of luck. Bravo with the production to come. Thanks. Good to have you here.
Thank you, David.